Robot or not?
Robot or not?
John, listener Santiago wrote into robot@theincomparable.com and said, I just saw this wolf-inspired thing that some people are calling a robot, and I think we need your ruling. My first reaction was, it's not a robot, but a vehicle. But then I realized it's controlled by body movement and AI and has no real steering, and I started having doubts. A horse could be a vehicle, but also an individual with a certain amount of decision-making. Isn't this similar? The rider will try to control it, but in the end, the AI is the one interpreting those actions and deciding on a course of action. Isn't this what robots do? Anyway, I hope you can make a ruling on this wolf, bike, maybe robot thing. Greetings, Santiago. So this is, Kawasaki has a prototype thing that is like, it looks sort of like a wolf. It's got legs. And it looks sort of like, if you think about those Boston Dynamics robots that we see that look like dogs, it's kind of like that, but a little wider with a saddle. And the idea is that it's a difficult terrain vehicle for people to ride, but then it is navigating with some... And I think Santiago makes a good point here, kind of like a horse or something, you know, it's got its own... mind, you know, or AI algorithm here, but a human is also kind of giving it some input, but it's not saying step there, now step there. It's sort of more kind of some body language movement. I think this is kind of interesting because it does sort of seem, I mean, leaving aside the, is it a vehicle or not? Because I think that's a red herring here. This strikes me as maybe being in our ballpark because the movements it has to do and its judgment is kind of autonomous, like a horse would be. It's not a remote control car, if that makes sense. What do you think?
The difference is the horse still works when there's no person on it. This is not a robot.
That's true.
If it just sits there waiting for a person to get on it, then it is just a very fancy motorcycle with legs. Yeah, I get that you're like, oh, you don't steer it. You just kind of lean with your body and then the legs figure out where to go and yada, yada. Well, you know, there's a million ways that you could potentially control a vehicle to make it go the directions you want. I mean, you can lean on a sled and it turns in one direction or the other. And
I don't know, though, because like horses are alive, so they do other things. But if this thing can walk around with a person on it, presumably it can walk around without a person on it, too.
I mean, to what end? Like, it would have no purpose. And like
to go get somebody. And bring
right,
back.
It has nothing to do. It has no job. It has no purpose. It has no decisions to make. It has no task assigned to it.
It's just
if
a mover.
You could,
it's
for
a,
example, put food on its back and tell it to deliver it to an address, then it would be a robot. But it seems like this thing does not have that capability. It seems like its only ability is you get on my back and you tell me when to go, when to stop, when to turn left, when to turn right. Now, the way you tell me and the way I accomplish that is cool and interesting. But it's not a robot unless it can do something else without a person
right.
on it.
So if it's able, so the question would be, if you can take the Kawasaki wolf inspired thing and say, oh, somebody twisted their ankle down there, go get them, mm-hmm. and it's able to go find that person and
bend down and get them to go,
and they can get on the back and then it bring it back. Then it's got robot, but otherwise it's more just a vehicle, a cool, interesting, weird vehicle, but just a vehicle. Okay.
Otherwise, imagine just throwing an electric motorcycle down into the gully with the person.
Yeah, good luck.
Helpful, maybe, but the motorcycle's going to just lay there and wait for the person to, you know.
Right.
Robot or not.